Lenten Journey Day 34, Farsightedness. On this final Saturday of the Lenten season, the Armenian Church celebrates a feast called Mutk Nivirab. This is commemorating St. Gregory the Illuminator's admission into the Great Pit, the Large Pit, which was a punishment for his spreading Christianity throughout Armenia. For 13 long years, he remained within the confines of that pit, being nourished, being cared for by the prayer and love of a faithful young lady who had converted to Christianity and found the strength that comes from within, to challenge the system and to remain faithful and loyal to the principles and beliefs that were planted and now were blossoming in her heart. Both Saint Gregory and this young lady showed inner strength, a strength that we remember today as we commemorate this feast. For in fact, many times we find ourselves also challenged for our beliefs. And the only answer we have, the only way we can answer that challenge, is with an inner strength. This entire week, starting from the story of the judge, we saw that prayer is an important part of our daily life, that unceasing prayer means losing the self, that the ego takes a back seat to the greater plans of God. We also challenged ourselves to really look within and to see where are the strengths that we have. Are they from outside or are they from within? But now discovering that inner strength, we need to use that strength to really push ourselves forward, to make sure that the principles, the faith with which we hold ourselves up high and we commit ourselves to is never shaken. This feast, this commemoration of Saint Gregory entering the pit, reminds us that there are many pits in our lives. There are many difficulties and challenges that we cause. Yes, even Saint Gregory could have done otherwise, but he didn't. As we mature in our faith and understand our Christian responsibility to our communities, to our families, and to ourselves, we also understand that there are serious consequences, if not ramifications, to every decision we make. Much like Saint Gregory, if we stay firm to our principles, to our faith, we may be challenged with pits in our lives, that is, punishments, that is, difficulties that we have to endure. But as Christians, we have a very special vantage point. That is, we know the history. And because we know the history, we have the advantage of farsightedness. We know that St. Gregory was punished in the pit, but we also know the history, that he was delivered from that pit. And as a result, the conversion of Armenia. Armenia became the first Christian nation. That is, from the crucifixion, there was a resurrection. And as a Christian, we have that unique perspective. We stand at Good Friday, looking up at the cross, with the glasses of farsightedness, with the spectacles that allow us to look beyond that cross and see the resurrection of Easter morning. Farsightedness is a very special gift given to us as Christians, for we see the crucifixions through the lens that allows us to see an opportunity to resurrect. We see the empty tomb of Easter while standing at the cross of Christ on Good Friday. Sometimes those pits in our lives are very, very deep. In fact, the word Chorvirab, where St. Gregory was condemned to die, means exactly that, the deep pit. Our pits too, are sometimes very, very deep. We struggle to get out of our difficulties. We struggle to see some light at the top of that pit. Don't despair. It is a promise that is given to us by one who does not lie. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, "Courage, the victory is mine. I have overcome the world." In that pit, in that Chorvirab, St. Gregory had that same message guiding him and giving him the lens of farsightedness. "The victory is mine," says the Lord. And he too knew that his victory was only a question of enduring and getting through these difficulties. Having the assistance of the young lady, having her prayers, having the strength that comes from within, and the crowning, the ordination of God upon his work, he could not fail. Think of the blessings you have in your life. Think of the friends, the loved ones, the priests, those who pray for you. Think of the blessings, the crowning, the ordination that God has placed upon you, that you cannot fail, and find that inner strength within to be able to look into the distant and not see the crucifixion that you're on right now, but to see the resurrection of Easter morning. It is what kept Gregory alive. It is the message that comes today as we conclude the fifth week of our Lenten journey. We now pray a prayer given to us by the Father of the Armenian Church, St. Gregory the Illuminator. "Blessed is your love for humankind, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Save me from my enemies, for like a lion they growl and roar, seeking to swallow me up. Now, my Lord, flash your lightning and destroy their power. May they fear you and be cut off from the light of your face, since they cannot stand in your presence, Lord, nor in the presence of those who love you. Whoever calls on you sees the power of the sign of your cross, Lord, and trembles and shies away from it. And Lord, save and keep me, for I have put my trust in you. Liberate me from my trouble, so that the malicious one will not cast me into oblivion, for he battles against me in his insidious ways. Have mercy on me, God, who has power over all, and grant the grace of tears to my sinful soul, so that I may wash away the multitude of my sins. Exalted God, the only sinless one, grant me, this sinner, your abundant compassion. Save me, this wicked one, by the grace of your mercy. Receive me into paradise with the perfectly just. Receive the prayers of this your sinful servant by the intercession of the saints who are pleasing to you, Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to you with the Father and the Holy Spirit, unto the ages of ages. Amen." This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we continue this Lenten journey and take our next step. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources for the Lenten journey as well as your spiritual journey throughout life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.